Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
Okay, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we also are going to be joined in today by our co-host Lolita from the chat room. And for those of you calling in today, we are taking callers with questions on any topics in your life. One question per caller, one part questions only, please, as normal. This is going to be special segments or special series of mini shows that we're doing right up until the 31st, so basically for the rest of our time within the month of December. And today we are doing a special offer, which I will announce shortly. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I've been out and about doing the tourist thing and taking care.
Wonderful.
I'm showing my family around in Georgia. So, but I'm ready to sit back and do an hour show here with you tonight.
All right. Well, tonight we are speaking of specials. We are having a special deal for all of our callers and listeners today. If you go onto our website and you pay for a half an hour reading before the end of the show, you will instead receive a full hour's reading for the price of a half an hour. That is if you book before the end of the show, which will end at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will basically be an hour from now for those of you that are listening and calling in. This is going to be for a one-on-one private reading with myself. And our website is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. We're going to go ahead and start taking our callers now. And remember, one question per caller, one part questions only, please.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, quick question before I... It says
yeah.
Reconnecting server. What does that mean on my chat?
Reconnecting server, that means it needs to either refresh or your internet's down.
Okay, will it mess up my callers on hold? Or?
It shouldn't. Just refresh the page.
Okay, sorry, you guys. Just bear with me.
Yep. Give us one moment. While Lolita's doing that, I'm going to go ahead and remotely bring one on myself. Our first caller for today is under the area code 917. And you should be live and on air, caller. How are you doing today?
Hi, Reverend Adam Lee. How are you? This is Lisa.
Yes. Hello, Lisa. And where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from New York.
Awesome. All right. Well, how may we help you, Lisa?
Call regarding professional opportunities. Actually, I'm trying to work for myself and get some consulting work. And I was just offered something, but it just seems like I'm trying to see if you see that's going to benefit me, or do you see that I should just continue to go out on my own, or how I should handle this opportunity that was brought to me by a woman. It's a part-time writing job, but I just,
okay.
I'm not sure how intuitively I'm feeling about that, so I wanted to know what you picked up for me. What do you see for me?
Okay, let me see here. The message that I'm receiving is a green light. I'm actually seeing a green light here in my clairvoyancy, which means okay, but it also comes alongside of the yellow light. So we're looking at this being like the street lights. So proceed, but proceed with caution. Is the message here. I feel that the offer you have on the table right now is a good one and can be trusted to a degree, but you need to proceed with caution. So, you know, go into it, but don't expect too much at first. Just kind of feel it out as you go along.
Okay. I mean, I feel the person wants me to write 8 articles, and I feel like that's a really big demand. Do you see the negotiating room, or do you just feel like...
Okay, I do see a negotiation a little bit here, so I feel that maybe the timeline would be expanded a little bit more for you.
Okay, and this is a good job offer to go with versus something to turn down.
Yes, Lisa, that would be the point of the message.
Okay. Speaking of Paul, I wanted to tell you that I you mentioned something to me in the summer about receiving $5,000.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you that I haven't received $5,000, but I actually applied for a grant, and I was applying for $5,000.
Wow.
So, but you had mentioned that you didn't know where it was going to come from.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that that
well,
did come up.
Well, it could very well be the grant, sweetie. But thank you for calling in, and thank you for that validation.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, good night.
All
right, I'm still not getting the chat thing, but I'll get the callers on.
Okay, so you've got back into the switchboard then?
Yeah, I got into the switchboard, but I just can't get into chat. So if you guys have a chat question, just bear with us, and we'll take it if time allows us to do it. If not, please call in today and just due to technical difficulties. All right, you ready for our next caller?
Yes, let me try and refresh. You see, did we put that last one back on hold?
Yes, I took care of it.
Okay. Yeah, because now I'm having issues with my browser, people. All right, go ahead, Law.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, area code 323, we have you on here. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kelly, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Kelly.
Yes, hello, Kelly.
Hi, happy holidays to you guys.
Happy holidays, and how may we help you today?
Well, I have a love question for the year 2012. Mm-hmm. I'm single right now, and I'm wondering if you see the soulmate coming this year.
You know, it's very interesting that you should ask me because the numerology of 2012 is actually going to be very good for you this coming year. In numerology, the 2012, okay, we have the numbers 2, 1, and 2, okay? This is basically... soulmates and connections between soulmates happening and developments in love. And I feel, yes, you are going to be very blessed with these numerical numbers, and it will be within 2012, okay? In fact, the relationship that I actually see developing for you here in 2012 coming up is going to be in February, which is the number 2 as well, because it is the second month. I feel this will be happening within the very first week of February. Okay, so we're getting the 1 again. And the numbers within the first week that I'm seeing is going to be between the numbers 2 and 3, okay? So we're getting the 2 again, and we're getting 3, which is the number of karma, or karmic energy here. I'm feeling that this individual, this new person, really is going to come into your life, and I feel this individual is so much more mentally and physically stable than all the rest that have been somewhat lack of. Yeah. So it looks good to me, hon.
Oh,
can I add something to that, though, Adam?
Yeah.
Also, just remember that soulmates can be friends, your children, and just other partners that you may come in, you know, come meet, and you'll feel like you have a connection. And just also remember 2012 for everyone. Everyone is, well, it's supposed to be a spiritual enlightenment for 2012, mm-hmm. so you'll find different people. So just keep in mind, we think soulmates are the best connections we have. They are good connections, but they lead us to the right person, you know, as far as maybe a twin flame. So just keep that in mind that, you know, we tend to find connections with people on a deep soul level, but that might not be the person. It might be the third person you feel that way. So just make sure you're open to that. Does that make sense? I don't want you feeling like the first person you meet and you feel like you're soulmate.
I actually feel like I've met like about 5 or 6 soulmates in my lifetime.
Right, and that's great. I know, but that's great because that's the perfect thing. So just keep that open and allow that flow. That's all I want to make sure that you understood that.
Sure.
As far as romance and love and relationships specifically in your life, with being able to spend the rest of your life with someone, I do see that developing in that timeline for you. And I feel that, not only will you be blessed on that level, but also through your relationships with others.
Yeah. I definitely see that, too. I mean, relationships with others, definitely. But I know that I'm also, like, spiritually ready for something more. That's all.
Hopefully. All right, sweetie. Well, you won't be alone for long. So thank you for calling in, and many blessings to you.
All right. Good night. Thank you.
Night.
All right. Let's go to the next caller.
Yep.
All right. Area code 352. We have you on air. Please state your name where you're calling from, please.
Catherine, calling from Florida. Hi to both
hey,
of
Catherine.
You.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Adam. Adam, I have a question about finances, and specifically, both of my kids are on disability, and my daughter, because of disabilities, they're getting SSI. My daughter was reevaluated and was given a different diagnosis than she had previously, and they are going through an eligibility redetermination. And we're still waiting to hear if it's going to be passed. I mean, you know, if their benefits will stay as they have been. And so I want to know what you're picking up about that.
Okay. Actually, I'm getting two different. Now, I don't normally use the cards here on Psychic Talk Radio, but I'm pulling out two different cards for you, okay? I'm getting the Two of Pentacles, which obviously today's the number two, the number of the show. And then I'm getting the Five of Pentacles, darling. And this does show that it will actually balance out to be about the same or higher, in fact. I feel that right now, while it doesn't look to be a very strong possibility at all, but quite the opposite, I do feel somehow that she will be able to maintain the same amount, but it might also have either increase or another source of income come in at the same time, because there will be an increase in finances here.
Well, you know, we had gotten our letters a couple of weeks ago saying that we're getting a cost of living increase for the first time in 3 years because there hasn't been any for Social Security. And so she received that, and I called up and I asked them, I said, does that mean that she was re-upped? And they said, no, her thing hasn't been determined yet. And I'm like, okay. Well. Yeah.
And the letter was stating that it would be a $25 increase.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of going around right now. But
everybody's
something else. There is something else going around as well with her life that's going to also increase it a little bit above that.
That would be very cool because, you know, single mom and this is it. So if I lost it, it would be devastating. So that's why I can't get it off my mind. It's like, please, 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 God, give it, make sure it goes through.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, sweetie. Has she gone in for the disability?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she had a 2-hour review with the children's PhD, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. that was the one that came back where she was diagnosed once upon a time with autism and with mm-hmm. emotional disability, and that was re-evaluated as
Open.
Having Asperger's. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
then they sent us in for the physical with the GP and then with the speech and language pathologist, which we've done. That was
uh-huh.
just waiting to hear back.
Okay.
So that's where she
stands. Yeah, I understand how that can be. I'm not even on it because I keep getting denied, but anyways,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's because I own a business. No, I have a small amount of autism
mm-hmm.
that I've inherited from my mother. And I know what it's like to go through that system, and boy, do they really put you through a ringer. It's like they
yeah.
act as if it's their own money they're giving away, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you something. I see that she is going to succeed with the disability as well.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to add something to that, Catherine.
Bring it on, Lolita. What is it?
Yeah. You need to call Adam probably like one-on-one, but he's helped a lot of people, especially my nephew, and he'll tell you that with that. So be open to other different modalities to help the younger one get over a lot of things. So keep that in mind.
Okay. You know, something else I wanted to ask is that at the beginning you said about how, whoops, sorry, honey, I just stepped on my daughter's hair. Didn't mean to do that. You were talking about getting the readings. Do you accept other methods of payment other than PayPal?
Actually, we accept credit card, debit card, and everything like that. It just goes through PayPal because PayPal
yeah.
is my payment processor, but you don't have to have or create a PayPal account to use that system.
Yeah.
And
my
right now, for people checking
my PayPal,
out.
So, you know,
oh,
that's why
okay. Yeah, yeah. If you're using a debit card that you would like to check out with, all you do is you do the button that says check out with PayPal, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're not
mm-hmm.
using PayPal, like your PayPal, but you just use
right.
that button because that will bring you to a page that you can enter the debit or credit card information, okay?
Really
okay.
easy.
Okay.
Do it that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what took
yeah.
me when you said in the beginning about getting the reading extended. I'm like, I could do that if the ex didn't completely screw my PayPal over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways.
No, but you can do it the other alternative
and
way.
And we do also take orders over the phone for those of you listening
mm-hmm.
right now, and just to let you know. So if you want me to help you with that, just give me a call through, you know, my number's on the Contact Us page. Give me a call.
Okay.
And I can guide you through it or do it for you, okay?
Okay.
I'll credit you. And your name was once more?
It's Catherine. I wanted to do this tomorrow
mm-hmm.
because I don't have the access to the computer right now. Could I do it tomorrow?
I'll your name. Yeah, we'll
you
get your name.
You can do it
so
tomorrow
sure.
or I process the order for you this evening, okay?
Okay, yeah. Fantastic.
And as long as I'll have Lo remember your name, I'll remember your name, Catherine, and
okay. yeah.
I will give you credit if you do it tomorrow, okay?
And thank you, Adam, because I'm going to do that as soon as I get up and I can get to the library and jump on their computers and then I can
mm-hmm.
do it. So, yeah, good deal. Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The opportunity. Okay. You all have a good
no
evening.
Problem.
You do the same one. Thank you. All right. I think
well,
I recognize
well, already
this area,
getting
so.
Someone to jump on our special.
Well, you know, you can't beat that. For everyone that's out there, for a half hour ring for 1 hour, really no one's doing out there. And so it's a good time to take advantage of that price that you're giving out, especially, you know, with repeat callers. What a way to get a one-on-one session for just a price of a half hour. So I would definitely
and
look at
even if people, yeah, even if people want to get just a reading about what might be coming up in the future year for them here in 2012, what a better way to get a specific and in-tune reading, you know, for very affordable prices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to bring this next caller on. Hold on 1 second, Adam. I think I know it is. Hold on. Area code 229, you're on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is
Melvin. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, calling out of Georgia.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Yes, I'm doing okay. And definitely
all right.
I want to go and check out your special. I'm definitely interested in a detailed reading from you.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
I'll be one of your customers on the try to get the special. But my question is, I have to just give you one, but I just wanted to see if you can tell me about my relationship.
What I can tell you about your relationship, well, Melvin, I feel that it has been quite a rocky road for you here. And I feel that while it has been quite a rocky road, I do feel that the relationship life for you will be actually getting better pretty soon. And I feel even just within the matter of a few days that we have left within this month, you will see that progress happening in way of better communication from that individual and in way of them finally coming forward in an appropriate manner to be able to develop this relationship in the way it was always meant to be. And Melvin, I feel that right now, yes, it is time and has been quite some time now for you to focus on yourself and realigning your life into a better and more balanced and positive situation for yourself, which I feel you have been working on. But it's always that relationship status that seems to be nagging because it's hard to get it out of mind. And I'm here to tell you that there is going to be that blessing in your life, and not to worry any longer, because it's on its way and it's coming in a lot faster. It's been way overdue.
Man, thank you, Jesus. Is this someone that I have already met?
I believe it is, Melvin.
Is it this young lady named Clooney? Could it be her?
All right, let me tap in here a little more.
Yes, sir.
You know what? What was the name?
Clooney.
Clooney? Yeah, okay. And is there an M in her last name, Melvin?
N, no, it's a P.
No, an M. Like your first name starts with an M.
No, sir. Her last name ends with a P.
Okay. Because I see it's her, but then I also see somebody else that's an option, that their name has an M or begins with an M.
I did meet this young lady about 2 weeks ago that stays in the same apartment complex behind me,
mm-hmm.
And her name is Nicole, so that's...
Nicole, okay, it's supposed to be an N, not an M. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. So you're going to have an option between those two, and they're both going to come forward here, so just, you know that you're going to have to make a decision.
Whoa, because I've been trying to contact Clooney because she left and went to Atlanta for the holidays, but
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to call with her and she won't pick up or text. So I don't know what's going on with her. She tells me she don't want to be in a relationship with me. So is her mind going to be completely renewed?
I believe the reason she was telling you that was not because she didn't want to, but because she needed to buy time, and she felt that if you knew she wanted to, you may have become somewhat nagging or persistent when she wasn't ready.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to go ahead and move on to our next callers, and we want to thank you, Melvin, for calling in.
Okay, thank you. You'll hear from me. I want to get an in-depth reading from you, and thank you very much,
okay.
sir.
Wonderful.
All
thank
right.
you.
Good night.
Okay, have a blessed night. Thank you all.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Lil, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Are you ready?
Okay, yep.
Yep. Sorry, computer's a little slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people, our system does go a little slow from time to time, no matter where we're logged in, so please bear with us.
Oh, do we have area code 937 on air?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please state your name where you're calling from, hon.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Sandy. How are you doing today?
Hi, doing real good.
Good. All right, Sandy. And you know what? I'm not even going to let you ask your question right now. I'm going
okay.
to go ask
all right.
here. Okay, you can ask your question in a minute, but I'm getting something hot, okay? I am feeling that you have just had every obstacle, everything, like you have kept your head above water. You have always tried to remain positive no matter how bad things might be or how many walls you come up against. But I feel that you have come up against quite a lot of walls, and I feel that you are hyperly sensitive to others because of your gifts. You are a very empathic type of individual, and you feel very sick when you are around a person with negative energies. And you may not classify it under these terms or with these specific words, but you do know what I'm talking about. And a lot of times you find that you have to be somewhat withdrawn from society while still maintaining somewhat of your ability to be in society. And I feel this coming year is going to be an absolute blessing for you, because all those walls are going to come down and all the blessings you've been waiting on are going to finally fall into place.
Wow. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. No, you're the blessing right now.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, the past couple years have just been so bad.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm just ready for the
I
year
know,
to be
sweetie.
Over with. I'm ready for everything new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
And everything new is on its way. By the way, okay, there's two different things coming up now. There is a person that I believe is on the other side who you've been kind of asking for help, and they're there. They're going to help you. They want you to know
my
that.
My mother.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that, honey, you don't have to worry about romance, girl. You're going to have it. You're going to see it. You're going to smell it. You're going to feel it. It's going to be there. Okay? You just have to be patient, because it's on its way. Signed, sealed, and delivered is the message here.
Oh, my gosh. And, yes, well, the other part of this is that just a few weeks back, I had a dream with my mother in it. And my mother kept telling me, come on, we're going to go look for a new car. We're going to go look for a new car. And
yes,
I kept fighting with her in my dream.
You can't
and I said,
afford
no,
it.
No, no, no new car, no new car.
Yeah.
That weekend, or that was over the weekend, like Saturday. On that Monday, I was in a 14 car pileup.
Yes,
my
I
car,
remember speaking to you about this. Mm-hmm.
My car was drivable.
Yes.
And I moved over. And if I would not have been over, I would have been totaled. My car would have been totaled.
Yes.
But, oh, my God, thank you.
That was spiritual
protection,
yes. honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, my God, thank you. I don't have a question. You answered everything.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, you're a
welcome.
Blessing. I need to go in. I need to write a thing. You've got a thing on your website here to write something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Feedback.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will get on there. I will write something. I will leave feedback. Thank you so much. You've made my day. Oh God, you're blessed.
Thank
you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you both. Oh my God.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye.
All right, we have 14 callers, Adam, so we're going to knock them down.
All right.
Anyone holding on,
all
you guys?
Right. Give me one moment, Lo. Lo, in the chat room, I'm getting a private message. Now, for those of you looking to get private, ask private questions in the chat room, you need to ask Lo. Once you're...
No chat questions tonight, remember. Technical difficulties, everyone. If you got a question, I got 14 callers on the line. No chat questions, since the computer is kind of acting up with us, unless you want to take it. If you can see it. I can't see it. My chat thing is down.
Okay.
But,
well, yes, for those of you, we're not doing chat questions tonight because Lo's having problems with it, and I'm just here to answer questions. Okay, Lo, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna take these 13 callers. So whoever's holding, waiting a question, please, one question, and the answer will be really quick because I want to definitely get to all of these 13 callers, and we only have, say, 20 minutes left on the show. So I appreciate everyone's patience. Again, we have a great special. Pay for a half-hour reading. You'll get 1 hour. So the next caller will be area code 80. I think we just did 804, didn't we? Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah.
I got it. Just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, area code 804. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, Hugh. How's it going?
How you doing,
good,
Hugh?
Good. Happy holidays to you. I just wanted to see with the new year if I'm getting the right kind of people. I'm finally getting a number of people that start focusing on who I am and what I'm looking to do for mankind, and I'm trying to get some wonderful things to bless mankind.
I believe you've called into our show once more, and what you are doing and what you're going to be doing for all of mankind is a wonderful project, and you will be successful with it. And the answer is within the coming year, and even now, within the beginnings of it, you are getting all the right people flowing into your life to help you in that direction and to really be the strings to pull. I feel that you're also noticing the wrong ones are starting to leave or reveal themselves accidentally. And I feel that you are on the right path, and it is just time to have that faith that, you know, you're going to continue to be guided as this project unfolds.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was looking for that confirmation, and you're right. I have had some that have revealed themselves and were trying to knock me off my path, but I had a heightened awareness, so I could see it coming. So thank you so much again for that confirmation.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I don't know what's going on with the computer these days. Okay, area code 386, we have you on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Gina, calling from Florida.
Your name is Gina?
Sheena, with me.
Hi, Sheena.
Oh, hello, hi. Sheena. How are you doing today?
Okay.
And how's your weather out there?
Pretty warm, but good. I mean, you know, for the winter.
Yeah. Okay, I miss the warmth. I'm from Florida, honey, that's why I'm asking. All right, and what's your question today, sweetie?
I guess a general, what's coming up for me in the new year.
Okay, well, let's see here. Actually, I feel that there is going to be a big blessing coming in the new year for you. Actually, within the first month of the new year, So within January, you're going to receive a blessing of financial magnitude, okay? I feel that financially you're going to have an opportunity to make abundance of money, and you're not going to have to worry about where the next bill's money's coming from anymore, or how you're going to pay something, or even just if you want to buy something. I feel that within the coming year, beginning in January, this opportunity unfolding for you is not just going to be a one-time deal or a temporary situation. I feel it is going to be long-term, and it is going to be very financially lucrative for you.
Wow. Well, yeah, I am expecting like a lump sum, but you know, I don't know an amount. And I was told it was mailed out by my lawyers this past Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now this will be a part of the blessing, but will not be the only.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In romance, do you see any romance?
Well, we're only doing one question, Tanya.
Okay.
So. But if you would like, we are doing a special. If you book before the end of the show today, you'll get a full hour for a half an hour's price. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you both.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our phone lines are lit, Adam. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I
know, and I just scheduled the show today for the next few days.
I know. Let's see here. Area code 207, we have you on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Dorothy from Maine.
Hi, Dorothy. How's it going?
Hello, Dorothy.
Hi. Okay, I was talking with someone earlier who gave me information that was different than what I've been receiving lately. And
okay.
I'm really not sure what's going on here because I'm fighting very hard to make sure that my town does not follow through with evicting me.
Okay, let me check in on this for you and let me see what's going on here. All right, and this has been going on for the past few months rather than just a month?
Oh, we've been going on at this since the end of 2007 they started in on me.
Oh, okay.
It's been going on for a long
time.
Honey,
and I'm
not
seeing you getting evicted.
Well, after I talked to the other person tonight, she said she saw a lot of boxes around me, and I knew change was coming, and then I thought about it. The fact that my house needs a real major overhaul and cleaning, there are always boxes around me. Because several other people have told me about what they see happening, because I don't, even though you didn't say it, you've probably figured it out. I'm a medium myself, but I can't read for myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've been told before that my family's around me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't read for myself, and I find... You know, it's become very stressful, and people say, well, just give up. You know, if you just give in, you'll feel better. No, I won't. Not with my disabilities and the fact that what they're trying to do in some ways is very wrong.
Yeah, honey.
And
they
one
cannot
of the selectmen,
evict you legally, and I don't see that they will.
Well, part of the problem, I mean, I have these disabilities, and one of the selectmen is a cousin of mine, and he knows. He knows that this house was built by his great-uncle, my grandfather.
Yeah.
Built it in 1952. Mm-hmm. He left it to me. I have disabilities that would make it traumatic for me to move. I'm trying to get back on my feet. I've tried to work with them for the back taxes, there's not just the back tax issue. They cover about whether my house is safe or not, and nobody will listen to the fact that I had a home inspector's report done after theirs that disproved theirs, because I know they didn't do a good job. When the guy was here for about 2 or 3 hours, and I know he was talked to by the things that were said. I hired a man myself at great expense because I'm on SSI, but the guy was here for about 8 hours or more, and he checked and double-checked everything. My selectmen don't want to listen to me. This is my hometown. I know two of the men personally. I mean, the other one, I know who he is, but we've never met. But I know the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that this whole message has become, will somebody just please listen to me? Even the reporter from the newspaper in the county seat, the article that she wrote on me was did not come out right because she was going to try to – I asked her to, if she wanted to hear my side of it after I corrected something she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
She was interested, and then I read the article today that was online because a friend told me about it. It was it wasn't that good.
All right, sweetie. I understand. Yeah. Well, you know what? I do not see you getting evicted, and we don't have a very lot of time here, so we are going to have to move on to our
next caller.
But thank you for calling in, and know that you will be blessed, and I'll pray for you to make sure that you don't get evicted, okay?
Thank you, and bless you both.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, well.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Hold on, we get the next caller in. Mm-hmm. Okay, Erica 571, we have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Bridget from Virginia. My question for you, Adam, is do you see a move, and if so, when and how?
Okay, and your name was once more?
Bridget,
I believe?
From Virginia, yeah.
Okay, Bridget. You know what? Yeah, I am seeing a move for you. How weird is that? We get one person who's about to be evicted where she's not going to be evicted, speaking of homes, and now you're calling in about having a move happen, and yes, I am seeing a move happening for you. I am feeling this move happening, February 1st. Is the timeline that I get. It might be sooner than that, but February 1st comes up for some reason.
How does it happen?
I'm sorry?
How?
Sweetie, we're only doing one call, one question per caller right now, but I feel that in some way the finances and the pathway for this to happen will be revealed in time, okay? So I know it's not there right now, the way to make this happen, but it will come up pretty soon.
Is it a forced move? Can you tell me that? Well,
I don't feel so, hun, but we're only doing one question per caller, hun.
But
so
not
we're going to, yeah, I don't think it's going to be forced, sweetie.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Area code 559, we have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, please
Hello,
state your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name's Brandy. I'm calling from Texas. And my question was just if you see any love connections coming my way for 2012.
Okay. There is love connection coming your way in 2012. The message here is between January the 18th and the 19th, okay? I feel that between the 18th and the 19th of January is when you're going to see a brand new individual coming into your life, someone that you do not know yet, but I have a feeling that you have either brushed past them in the past or somehow they were at the same function that you were at, but they're nobody that you really know or have ever talked to. You've just been around them in the past.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
All right. Well, it looks to be something good, and it looks to be promising for you. So I thank you for calling in, and have fun with it, because it looks to have a lot of opportunity here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, good night.
Thank you.
All right. We got another Georgia call here. Erica 478, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Davey. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good. Well, I sort of am, but I got a question.
Okay, hold on a minute. Is there this man that you've been struggling back and forth with for a while?
A man. Of course, there's always a man.
Okay. And this guy, he just can't seem to get his act straight, right?
Say what?
He can't seem to get his act straight, right?
Oh, nah, it's more like attitude, but I love him anyway. Mm-hmm. He's all right.
Okay. He's going to get better in the next few days. I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, he's already done some wonderful things the last couple of days, so he's forgiven.
Okay. And your question was, I'm sorry.
I'm asking about my back. I've been having some problems with my sciatic nerve, and I'm a little worried with the job that I do, if I can get it straightened back out. If I can get it, I've been doing all the exercises that I've been told to do, and it's still kind of lingering.
Okay. You can. And I feel maybe you should get a second opinion from another chiropractor, sweetie.
Okay. Will do.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would look at your reconnective healing because sciatica has an emotional issue. So you may want to find a great reconnective healer. If you don't have one, we have a fabulous young lady on our website named Pooja Desai who has tremendously helped a lot of people. So definitely look into that.
I will definitely have to read about that because I'm not very familiar with that. Thank you so much.
Well, no problem. Thank you. Have a great night.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You too.
All right, guys, only 12 minutes left on the show. Remember, if you book a half an hour session on our website before the end of the show, you will be credited and you will receive a full hour instead of a half an hour. So in order to book it, all you have to do is go to our website at housepsychic.com and pay for a half an hour reading. We will contact you once your payment's made, and we will schedule your appointment for a full hour. All right, go ahead, Lo.
Okay. All right, area code 501, we have you. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm from Arkansas.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello, how you doing, Lisa?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, and how may we help you today?
I just wanted to ask you about Dave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Uh-huh.
And what would you like to know about him, sweetie?
Well, just what you see happening, if anything, with us.
Okay. Actually, I do feel that there will be a better situation happening between the two of you. I feel like he's kind of lacked in communication lately.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that he's going to begin to communicate more with you pretty soon in the next 2 days, which is the number of the day, by the way, number two. And I am feeling that he's going to want to finally put effort into being more committed about a relationship with you. Okay. I feel that there was even a scuffle or some type of disagreement that left both of you pretty steamed. And I feel that that's going to be water under the bridge. But out of character, when he does communicate once more with you, I see an apology directly coming from him, which is not something he usually does.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay. So, blessings to you, honey. It will work out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Adam. And you said the 2 day, right?
Right.
Yeah. 2 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
All
thank
right.
you so
thank
much,
you.
Adam.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Our switchboard here is lined up like
it's
crazy.
Lit. I can't.
Yeah.
It's lit up. Okay, we got another type, maybe number two callers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let's get through the last two callers, looks like.
Okay.
All right. Area code 904. We have you on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening. I am just listening.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We have V. Diggs, 1979. We have you on air. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm just listening also. I didn't have
All right.
Name.
Thank
oh,
you very
okay.
much. No problem.
Thank
have a great
you.
Night, Alan. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I don't know. Hold on. Okay, I have Tristan Bishop. I have you on air. Please state your what state you're calling from. Hello? All right, we can go to the next caller then.
Uh-huh.
Area code 714, please state, we have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey,
hello,
Nathaniel, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What can we help you with tonight?
Let's see. I was looking for a possible mate, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I think we said that something was going to happen in here.
Yeah, we are going to see something happening pretty soon. And I believe this is going to be happening somewhere between the rest of this month and the very beginning of next month. So just keep your eyes and ears open. But what I do see coming your way is going to be very good.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, Nathan.
Right.
Have a great
Thank
night.
You.
Bye-bye.
That's cute, but...
All right. Area code 314, we have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, Sammy, and it's St. Louis, Missouri. And my question is, my two adult children, do you think that they'll... we've had differences on... things, do you think that we'll be bonded back together soon?
Okay. Yes, I do believe that you will be bonded back together soon. I feel a lot of people have been trying to hold you guys back from one another. Who's interfering with this?
Well, it's... I'm a psychic medium, and they don't believe in that.
Okay.
So it could possibly be a multitude of people.
Yeah. Well, sweetie, I do see you rebonding, and I feel that the negativity that people have really inserted into this will be wiped away pretty soon. Because remember, negativity can never stay alive for too long in the environment of light and positive aspect and thought, okay? And you have tried to remain as positive as possible. I mean, we're only human. We're going to have a couple negative things here and there or fears, but I do feel you have a lot of light in you, and that's what's going to shine through and demolish all the stuff that's holding you guys back from that connection.
Yes, it hurts quite a bit. You know, I get so depressed that it just hurts so much, and then I realize that it will all go away, and I'm sure in the end it will be okay.
Oh, yes.
But
okay.
I just
well, I feel it will be pretty soon, sweetie. We're looking at we're looking at maybe 4 weeks here, okay? Possibly even
Thank
sooner.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you both.
Bless you.
Thank
you.
Okay. We're going to just take our last caller for tonight, everyone. So we're going to take area code. Let's see here. 520. We have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jean, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Jean.
Yes, hello. How are you doing,
Hi,
Jean?
Good. My question is in regards of my job. I just only want to see, I want to know if the job that I'm with is going to be the same job that, I mean, I will going to be staying on this job or I've been moving out on this job next year.
Okay. You will be moving away from this job next year because I feel something even better is going to come along where they can finally appreciate you the way you're supposed to be appreciated with all the hard effort and work that you put in. I feel like over here you're appreciated to a degree, but not fully. Okay. And I feel that you're finally going to get the opportunity and the, you know, the money that you deserve of all things, you know.
That's great. So this is going to be this year, right? This is going to be maybe February. What month do you think that I will going to be?
Actually, February is the right month. That's why it didn't come up in the timeline here, because you already had the right month in mind. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much, and more blessings.
No
that's
problem.
Great.
Blessings to you.
Bye.
All right, Adam. We couldn't get to all the callers, so I do apologize, everyone. That's been waiting for a very, very long time. So, again, you guys, we're offering a half-hour special for a one-hour reading. Definitely book it before the show ends. And if you have any issues, just call Adam, and we can sort it out. So.
Mhm. Yes. All right. Well, many blessings and many thanks to all of our callers and listeners, for it is truly for you that our show grows each and every time we host it here on Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been Reverend Adam Lee and Reverend Lolita. And once more, thank you, everyone. Namaste and good night.
Namaste and good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.